Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Another development occurred yesterday. There's a fellow named Amer Zahar, A-M-E-R-Z-A-H-R, ally of Rashida Tlaib, the Democratic congresswoman from Detroit, headlined some of her fundraisers. He's a former Sanders, believe it or not, surrogate. Bernie would send him around the country and he'd be a surrogate wherever he got sent and so forth. He came back. He came out with a statement yesterday, terrible statement. He said to the left, stop condemning anti-Semitism. Stop it. You are playing their game. Stop condemning anti-Semitism. Stop it. You are playing their game. Now, remember something. The last couple of days, two teens beaten with baseball bats in New York, explosive device going off on 7th Avenue and 47th Street. Burned a woman, knocked a guy to the ground. Gangs coming out of cars, beating up people in yarmulkes, dragging them out of restaurants in California. And this clown says, stop condemning anti-Semitism. Stop it. You are playing their game. This has got to stop. You know, words have meaning. Words have meaning. We all want peace in the Middle East. The last go-around went 11 days. Hamas sent 4,000 missiles into Israel indiscriminately, Iron Dome stopped about 95% of them, but not all of them. Israel retaliated, bombing Hamas targets, which also had collateral damage in Gaza. Now Anthony Blinken has gone over there to help clean it up, to help repair it. The United States will be part of rebuilding Gaza. But, you know, with people in our country saying things like Israel is an apartheid state, that is a invitation to violence. South Africa was an apartheid state. Israel is not an apartheid state. Israel has repeatedly tried to make peace with its neighbors and demands only one thing, that their neighbors recognize Israel's right to exist. That's pretty basic. Sit down with a guy, you say, okay, here's a deal. And by the way, would you agree that I exist and you won't try to kill me? Guy goes, well, why don't we put that off for later discussion? Give me the money now. Give me this now. You can't have that. There has to be good faith. So long term, I think it's going to take the kind of diplomacy that resulted in the Abraham Accords, United Arab Emirates, Sudan, Morocco, Bahrain, and, you know, even the rest of them, Dubai and all the rest of them are reasonable. They're going to trade with Israel. They recognize Israel by and large, not all of them. But the ones in the Abraham Accords do. Saudi Arabia is letting Israeli airplanes go across their airspace. They're gradually getting the picture. But you can't have American politicians saying that Israel's an apartheid state and attacking it. You can't have American politicians in the Democratic Party saying, stop sending arms to Israel. That's not what we are. That's a separate party. And increasingly, that's driving a terrible split in the Democratic Party. What you're hearing now is the voice of the traditional Democratic Party all my life. It's the party that's Truman, Roosevelt, Kennedy, that built modern America. Okay, we are going now. Metal detectors. The fifth Republican has been snagged for a metal detector violation. Nancy Pelosi and the majority said, you go on the floor of the House, you have to pass through a metal detector. Why? Because Lauren Boebert was packing on the floor. She had a Glock on the floor. A lot of these other characters claim they have the right to conceal carry on the floor. You cannot have a Congress or a parliament where people get together armed to discuss things. Today, it's very unlikely anybody's going to pull out their shooter and go to town. But the threat, the sneer, the smirk makes really good faith bargaining impossible. So, House has a rule. You cannot carry on the floor. You can carry outside. You can carry in your office. You can Kerry going back and forth if it's lawful. Washington, D.C., yeah, I don't know, look up the law if that's fine. Back in, it may not be fine, whatever the law is. But back in your home state, fine. But you're not doing it on the floor. There's a metal detector. The Fifth Republican, five of them, evaded it. Jim Clyburn also, he didn't evade it. He went through the metal detector, left, went to the bathroom, came back, and just walked back on the floor from the bathroom without going around to find the metal detector. And he appealed, and his fine and a Republican fine, a guy named Rogers, were waived. They were inadvertent. But there are five Republicans who have done this. This is the fifth. There's a guy named Lloyd Smucker of Pennsylvania, and he's going to be fined $5,000. They used to have $500 fines, and people like the Lauren Boberts and the others sneered and laughed. So Pelosi raised it to $5,000 for the first offense and $10,000 for the second offense. Andrew Clyde, the clown from Georgia, Republican, who said that the insurrectionists were like tourists. Remember that? Tourists. And then you look at the video and they're beating cops to death, practically. Tourists. Andrew Clyde has run up $15,000 in fines. And one of the good things about this is you don't have to collect them. You know, then they'll hire a lawyer. It'd be a pain in the neck. The Koch brother will pay for the lawyer and they'll tie it up in court. No. Pelosi, all she has to do is tell the clerk, when you issue the guy's check this month, deduct $5,000. In the case of Clyde, $15,000. Okay, you're getting the message, Clyde? You're getting the message? You're going to go through the metal detector. Well, Lloyd Smucker was the fifth one. Now, what is it psychologically that drives people who are members of Congress? You know, these are members of Congress. I mean, and they presumably are not going to use the weapon on the floor. They presumably don't need it for self-defense on the floor. They're Capitol Police. Now that's been beefed up. They absolutely want everybody else to go through a metal detector. None of these people say, I want my constituents not to have to go through a metal detector. None of them say that. They'd be out of their mind to say that. They would be out of their mind to say that. I remember back in the 70s and 80s when I was involved in the party, we'd go to the state, we'd go to the Capitol. You could walk in. There was one guard sort of half asleep on a stool. Not only is there no metal detector, you didn't have to give your name or where you were going. It'd be like going into the state capitol right now. It'd be like walking into the post office. Those were the days. Those were the days. Those are not the days anymore. None of these guys are saying, I want the general public to come in without going through a metal detector. You know what would happen? Well, here, none of them are going to use the weapon, but they're doing it to smirk and sneer and make and put a pall over negotiations. And the Congress, the majority, including some Republicans, said, we want all of us to go on. Why? Because Lauren Boebert went packing on the floor, and some of these others say they want to also. Why not open carry? Walk in there with a big iron on your hip, you know, a pair of pearl handle revolvers. What kind of people are these? What kind of people are defective? They're defective individuals. Andrew Clyde, 15 Jesus, 15 large. But now Lloyd Smucker got caught. His name, the only reason his name will ever be remembered in history is because he was fined $5,000. He hasn't done anything the whole time he was there in a gerrymandered district. So there you have it. There's the report from the House, sad as it is. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Whoa, big old jet.